This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We welcome you to a live Friday edition of Sean and RJ. Choppy out one more day on vacation. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton Russell. We got Aiden in the back. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on, and already it is a wheels off Friday. We are not starting with the Texas Rangers today after what happened yesterday between Jerry Jones, Michael Irvin, and Micah Parsons on social media. Oh, yeah, and I just got stopped downstairs by two police officers.
Oh, yeah.
So Jerry and Michael.
How much did you have to slide them? How much cash do you have to slide them? Just be like, hey, guys, just look the other way here.
There was no cash. I was told.
Straight plastic. Just keep swiping.
Keep both hands. I don't have that hard plastic credit card.
The choppy thing.
Yeah, so when I bring out my debit card, they're like, we have to go and get a pin. No. Rolling stop sign.
Google me.
Was my violation this morning as I often take the back streets to stay off the hell and misery that is 30 to 75, as Peyton knows, coming in from Rockwall. Mm-hmm. And I pull into the parking lot. And there's the flashing lights behind me, but there's no woo whoop. And I sit there for like 30 seconds, and I'm like, well, maybe this isn't for me. Are they waiting for me to turn off my vehicle? I turn off my lights. I came to a complete stop, but maybe they're just waiting for me to shut down the car.
Came to a complete stop that time.
Yeah, right. I shut down the car, and then like 20, 30 seconds later, I was like 90% getting ready to restart and go in the garage. Because sometimes there'll be an officer sitting in our parking lot if Brian Broaddus' truck gets stolen or something else. And then finally came out and said, you rolled through a stop sign, and we've been following you for quite a while. And I was like, quite a while?
Weeks, in fact.
That's right. We've been monitoring. And I had to try to pull the radio card out. And I go, can I text my guys that I'm going to be late for the start of the show?
Well.
And they kind of look at me sideways, and there's two police officers, so I did feel like very important. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what's up, man? How's it going? I was like, not good. Not good. Going to be late for the start of the show. He goes, well, you got the radio. You can just turn it on. I was like, no, I'm on. He thought I was like, hey, can you guys hurry this up before Casey Kasem comes on? I was like, no, I'm going to be talking on the radio. And they came back with a warning, and then he's like, what station, by the way?
Yeah, they want to listen. What's up, guys?
So thank you to the two nice police officers who gave me a warning and realized I was trying to rush to work through the back streets of Dallas.
Just trying to make sure you remember your place. That's what you got to do. You got to remember where you're at in this world.
Nah, they were nice.
Roll through the stop sign? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Did you roll through or blow through?
No, yeah. No. not a blow through, but... And no one's, that's the reason I take the back roads. No one's on those back streets.
Oh, here's the thing. Guys, I know you guys have, if you're listening out there, I know you guys got ticket quotas and stuff like that you got to fill.
No.
McKinney Avenue.
Don't be talking about these officers
No, McKinney Avenue at 5:48 a.m. Look for that screaming Altima coming down the street that that RJ Choppy's driving 90 on McKinney Ave.
Yeah, I kind of come to the stop sign, and I'm probably going still like 5 miles an hour, and then go up through it in order to get to work. So thank you to the two police officers who just gave me a warning, but did not have any idea who I was, even though I was trying to play it up.
Should have said you knew me.
No. No one knows you.
Oh. I know Ball like Bobby.
Bobby knows Ball, and they sound like they were ball knowers.
All right, yesterday, Michael Irvin, by the way, John Machota, what a day for him to be in studio. Final 2 hours of the program, 8 to 10. We are not starting with the Rangers because of Jerry Jones. He's going on a media tour. Why?
Because the Netflix doc is out.
Well, you'd think you'd do it before the release of the Netflix doc. He's going on Stephen A. Smith, hopefully to answer Stephen A.'s dementia questions today. I'm going to hold Stephen A.'s feet to the fire on that one. You're accusing him of being Joe Biden. You're saying he's got dementia. I think he'll play it up like, now, Jerry, I've been worried about you, man. I've been worried about you. Memory here and there. So maybe, but
you think he'll even do? I think he'll just pretend he never said it. It won't even come up. I don't think.
He has to. Otherwise, I'm going to remind him nonstop on social media, which I'm sure he's paying close attention to, me at the stop signs. But Michael Irvin had an hour-long discussion with Jerry Jones, and the number one quote, number one headline you're going to see this morning comes from this.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Oh, wait. Now, see, I was
just so you're clear. Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent. And the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama daddy deal. You go into mama and she won't do it. And she's the boss. So she won't do it. So you run into daddy. Daddy says, do it. And then you go back in, say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this thing resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys. And we've got it done. And if the agent wants to finish up the detail, which is should, and do all the paperwork, and he can do that. And we're ready to go. But as far as the amount of money, the years, the guarantees, all of that, we negotiate that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know that you can say the agent's trying to stick his nose in it as if he doesn't belong in the discussion.
Jerry Jones has totally in his, and it's funny, someone pointed this out during The Gambler on Netflix. When he's talking about signing Dion, he's like, yeah, you know, Eugene Parker. He knew the agent's name, the famous Eugene Parker. So for some reason back then, he decided it was necessary to talk with Eugene Parker to get Deion Sanders to sign for $30 million, but now he is totally trying to eradicate the importance and use of agents in the National Football League. They're pointless. They're useless. They're just coming by on the street corner and trying to pick up whatever you left out on the curb.
Do you come down more on the side of he genuinely believes the agent, they shouldn't have to deal with them? Or do you think that is specifically right there part of the negotiating tactic of, oh, I know the agent's supposed to be involved. I'm going to publicly be that dismissive, though.
I don't know. Part of me wonders whether the Cowboys' way of doing this, right? My understanding is it goes to Adam Pacifica. It goes to Stephen Jones. Mm-hmm. And then when it's the final detail, Jerry then comes in. He's not negotiating them from the very beginning. I think this is an instance of two things. Number one, 1990s Jerry still saying, Michael, you and I negotiated a contract. Was your agent in the room? So because it happened that time and because it's happened some other times, didn't happen with Dez. Dez told him, Jerry, you think you can cover me down on the field? Then why the hell do you think I can negotiate with you in person? Call my agent. Dak did not make the mistake Micah did. And Dak said, I'm not talking to you from the beginning. I'm not sitting down in a room. I'm not getting tricked. I'm not getting lured into your office.
Yeah.
You're talking to my agent from the very beginning. So I think Jerry and this whole old school mentality handshake thing is working against him. And then he's like operating like brand new Arkansas Jerry, year one, taking over the team. If he talked like this in year one and the media was covering him, they'd say, this country bumpkin doesn't know that you're supposed to get the agent involved to get the deal done. He's just going old school. And this is, again, that sense of betrayal that we worked out.
Again. Not,
we didn't just talk generally about what it would look like. We worked out the terms. We worked out the years. We worked out the guarantee, and it should be binding. It is binding. On behalf of the Dallas Cowboys, the negotiation is over. I moved off my marks. That's him saying, I went in with a certain number. I went up in terms of those categories. So that's everything I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think that...
And Micah, you agreed. And then you run into the other parent with his mommy-daddy analogy.
I think the... I'll use a different parenting analogy. I think when you advise your kids, you say, hey, don't go hanging around with this person or whatever else, because you just you may think that you're going to be able to hold your own or stand up for yourself and stand up for what are your morals or your standards or whatever else. And then you're that kid goes, okay, yeah, sure. And then they go, nah, I can hang around this kid. Like, it's not going to be a problem. I'll be fine. And then you start realizing, oh, there is a pull here that's really, really difficult. I am out of my depth a little bit. And I think that Micah thought, I can quietly have this meeting. And I can handle it. People think it's a little too much for me. I'll be fine. And I think he got in that meeting and he went, uh-oh, nope. Okay, we got to back out of this now. And I got to, yeah. I don't think he intended to sign anything, but I think he thought, I can sit here and have a meeting with Jerry and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And I think he found out really quick, oh no, Jerry's been here for forever. You reference the gambler, as we're going to find out, and then we talk about the gambler. This is the last couple episodes we've watched that display the absolute, regardless of anything else you would think about Jerry as a football man, as a businessman and as a negotiator, and his impact on the NFL and the way he stares down the most powerful negotiators in the NFL and tells them, F you, and I'm going to win, and he does win. That's a dangerous person to try and sit across from and think you're going to be able to hold your own. And Dez knew, I can't do it. I'm not going to do that.
Jerry gets into more details on why this offer should have been good enough.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now, I am the cat that writes the check. Okay. Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check. Okay. Mike has got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent. Okay. He works for Micah. Okay. He's not the principal here in any way. In any way. They're in here to make their percentage. They're in here to basically, yes, advise Micah. Come over to the office and I'll show you exactly what I offered Micah. We got it in the back. It's with all written down, everything to go.
Interesting that when he says it's written down, okay, on a napkin, he's got it. What does he have written, or does he have a contract drawn up?
And Jerry's trying to say, well, we didn't. Jane Slater was the first to say, my understanding was it was never put on paper. And Jerry would come back and say, we tried to send it over. Jerry, the agent told us to stick it, which I think Jerry then kind of followed up with an unofficial retraction by saying, well, the agent was basically saying, don't bother, I wasn't involved. And Jerry's like, you're just here to notarize a piece of paper. It's all worked out. You want to look over the legal. Seriously, he's diminishing.
Yeah, he thinks of him as he's notary public, basically. Like, oh, we got to have somebody. You're just here to like say, no, we've already got this place. That yeah.
It's notarize exactly, it. That's all you have to stamp.
Yeah. Yep.
You put your little agent stamp on it. I mean, it's so demeaning.
But I think he has to know better. That's why I think this has to be like a very public, like I'm going to diminish what he's done. And what his role is, because I think Jerry has to know, like, no, this is an equal.
Well,
I'm not going to treat you like an equal.
He's also trying to turn us on Micah and the agent by having us, and you already see it on social media. Well, should I start blaming the agent that they wouldn't even take the offer? Why would you not get the offer, look at it, and counter back versus just saying, don't even bother to send it? Oh my God, most guaranteed money? That's a blinking light, like I dealt with downstairs in the parking lot statement. I offered him the most guaranteed money non-quarterback in the National Football League. Fans are going to hear that and say, dude, he's offering you the most guaranteed non-quarterback money. Well, the most guaranteed non-quarterback money is Myles Garrett at 123.5. Then Bosa at 119. Then TJ at 108. We thought Jerry said near $200 million in training camp. So maybe he's gone to 180. And maybe he's saying, I offered you 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. It could have been $60 million more, guaranteed, than Myles Garrett, who currently holds that crown. And that will have fans and that will have media saying, well, damn, Mike, like, what else are you asking for? How much over the moon are you going? And David Mulligetta, why didn't you take the offer? Why didn't you look at the offer?
Yeah, and I think
he's going to do it again today with Stephen A.
I think it's been, if you want to be honest, it's been effective to this point. I am seeing a bigger swing on social media in the last day or two of people saying, this is on Micah. Like you're starting to get more of that sense. So, look, it is so much he said, she said, and that's what's so difficult of nailing this down. I think that it is... I think, again, if we reverse the roles and say, if the salary cap guys were negotiating Micah's deal and just told you, hey, we got it done, we're just going to sign it ourselves, Jerry wouldn't go for that. Jerry would go, no, Steven and I need to look over it and approve it.
Well, as you would expect, Micah Parsons has responded to Jerry multiple times. Micah's response next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jerry Jones with an hour-long sit-down with Michael Irvin, creating every sports headline this morning, saying that we worked out the deal, all the different terms, and David Mulligetta, the agent, said, stick it up your rear end. Don't bother sending it. Ryan Clark is a client of David Mulligetta's and friend, and Ryan decided to immediately, every media member seemed to hit up David Mulligetta. I know Clarence Hill, Joseph Hoyt, I think Bobby Belt reached out. Did you really say this? What is going on? Ryan Clark got him on the phone.
I just hit David Mulligetta, and I simply asked him. I said, did you tell Jerry Jones to stick the contract up his ASS? Because I was like, ain't no way. And he laughed, and he said, I've never used that phrase in my life. So for anybody who is reporting that, for Jerry Jones saying that, this is false. This never happened. This is just another public way to make this situation, which is already ugly, even uglier. David Mulligetta in no way has ever told Jerry Jones or any other general manager or owner that. It's all bullcrap. It's all lies.
And I think we all agree, Bobby, that David Mulligetta did not say that. This was a figurative statement from Jerry.
I think he must have just been saying essentially, or like he in a way basically told
What's
us
your point?
Jump in a lake. Like, I think that's the way he's doing it. Because yeah, I can't think of many agents in general that would say to any general manager, much less Jerry specifically, stick it up your rear. I can't imagine that. But I mean, it's. I 100% believe it. I bet if you like press Jerry on it, Jerry would say he didn't say that. But yeah. I mean, that was the spirit of him saying he didn't want to talk to us about it.
What else did he go into with the playmaker before we get you Micah's multiple responses last night on social media? He reiterated, look, we really have 3 years to work this out. In fact, he was asked by Michael, hey, how is this different from the Dak situation? You did this with Lamb. We've gone through this with Zeke, Zach Martin. How is this different from Dak?
The world would know that I want Micah if they knew what I had offered him, and he knows what I offered him. So the world would know that I want Micah to play on the team and that I respect him for what he can bring to the team. And now, as it turns out in this particular case, you say, well, what happens? Well, what happens is that we have a contract and there's this year remaining under the contract. And then in the NFL, I get at our volition to extend that contract another year. We'll pay him like a franchise and another one after that. So we really got 3 years to work this thing out. And it's a basic contract that's there to go. And I did that with Dak. And we couldn't agree, so Dak played his last year of his contract, and then we franchised him. And so it's exactly what happened with Dak. And we moved forward, and of course, ultimately, we got a contract, made Dak the highest paid player in the NFL.
So there he is differentiating. Dak's deal was totally up. He's like, we got Micah for 3 more seasons. It's just not factoring in the hell, the fury, the culture, the cancer, the chemistry that can all be blown up with Micah Parsons trapped here.
Yeah, I mean, if Micah Parsons is still on a trade request in the spring, Jerry Jones is not. That right there, that's part of putting pressure. Like, that's saying, you got 3 years left this. You want to sit like this for 3 years? You've played 4.
Jerry's like, I don't care about the locker room.
I'll get you damn near up to 30 years old before you get your deal, if that's what you want to. And I mean, that's part of the negotiation, which CBA. If you're Jerry, you have to. Like if you're in Jerry's position, you have to throw some of those things out and make that a realistic thing, whether it's privately or publicly, and you're not negotiating privately. So you've got to communicate it in public. That's the wild thing about this. Is that they're not talking. They're not talking to the agent. They're not really having conversations with Micah. Will McClay will walk by him at practice. You see Will McClay talk to him sometimes. And they chat and they're fine. You're not seeing Steven and Jerry chat with Micah out there. We're not hearing that they've talked. So that means that literally the only communication they're having with each other is what they're saying on social media or in the media or anything. Like, I think people are misunderstanding it when they think, oh, it's just typical negotiating. It's like, no, this is literally the only way they're talking right now. It's the only thing they're saying to each other are these things in the media. And that's where it's reached a, we played it yesterday, that's where it's starting to reach kind of a Jimmy point, I wonder, is because that's the, they're talking in these like calculated public statements that are becoming more and more toxic, it feels like.
Jerry also kept bringing up one versus three. Would you rather have three players or Micah? And he's like, for what I offered Micah, we could have three all pros or three pro bowlers or three really good players. And Mike Irvin's like, I still want Micah. And Jerry's like, I agree, but back to the injuries he keeps bringing up. You're not going to have all three players hurt. If you lose Micah Parsons and you've given him all this money, then you're screwed. Like Dak last year for half the season. So he's bringing up depth and he's bringing up injury. The other weird thing he brought up is you're paying for the future. Like Michael Irvin's like, well, he's proven, you know, and he is, you know, top pass rusher in the league and he all the numbers. And Jerry goes, you're paying for the future, not what he's earned. Well, Jerry, there's nobody who knows what a football is that think that Mike Parsons at the age of 26 for the next 3 to 4 years isn't going to be the same exact guy, if not better. So I don't know why he's acting like we're talking about a 30-year-old in sports who could be start looking at the back end. He's in his prime. He's 26. But why are you talking about, well, it's not what you've done. It's what you're going to do. He's going to be a top three pass rusher in the National Football League if he stays healthy and he does not have this big major injury concern of breaking down like even TJ Watt does.
Yeah, it's I guess that's just what is floating around the DFW Metroplex with your 26-year-old stars is like, oh, we got to treat them like they're 40 years old and about to be done. I think all of this is just everything that Jerry's saying is it's not necessarily a legitimate talking point that he would have sat down with in February or March. It's all right, we're on hold now. So because you've doubled back on this, in my view, that we had an agreement and I feel like you've doubled back, then my approach moving forward is I'm going to start walking the car and I'm going to look around it. I'm going to go, I don't like this. This is dinged. You're going to need to take money off of that. All right, if we're back into negotiation, fine. Then we're going to publicly negotiate and you are going to get devalued in this process and I'm going to get a better deal than the one we agreed to.
Micah has responded. He removed all Cowboys-related content from his Twitter and X profile, scrubbed everything on Instagram, according to John Machota, who will join us in studio for the final 2 hours today from 8 to 10 a.m. He tweeted out a verse, Micah 7:8, even if I fall, I will rise. The Lord is my light. And then Bobby, you had what he posted on TikTok.
Yeah, he went to TikTok and he had posted a series of images that were like him blowing a kiss in a game and waving goodbye. And it was an old Allen Iverson press conference where I don't think it was the practice one, but it's him talking about, I'm a winner. I'm always going to win. I'll win wherever I go. That's what it is. So it's very much talking in a, like you're seeing the wave goodbye and then you're hearing this commentary from Allen Iverson playing over it that's basically just saying, yeah, well, I mean, wherever I'm going, because I'm not staying here, wherever I'm going, I'm going to be a winner and I'm going to have success regardless. So I don't need this, basically.
All right. Now, whose side are you on? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Are you on Jerry's side now or Micah's? When I first tweeted this out after the trade request leaving Oxnard, it was 85-15. Bobby, you're starting to see more and more Tolos take Jerry's side. That interview is going to cause more to go to Jerry's side. Maybe not a ton, but some. And then we'll see what he says with Stephen A. Smith today. Mike on Twitter said, I can't believe I'm saying it. I'm actually on the side of Jerry on this one. This boils down to two things. Number one, even if Jerry, which I believe he gave Micah the most non-guaranteed quarterback money in the league, what about 4 or 5 years? We know, we think Micah wants 4, the Cowboys want 5. What about APY? If it was 5 for 2, let's just say it was 5 for 200, totally guaranteed. Is that good enough in David Mulligetta's world? David Mulligetta tops the market by leaps and bounds. He ain't doing this old TJ Watt, $1 million, Emmett Smith, $1 more, $1,000 more than Thurman Thomas. David Mulligetta blows those away. So if I'm David Mulligetta, Bobby, I'm not taking 5 for 200 and 90 of it guaranteed as good enough. I got to get closer to 45 APY. All right, so we're still $3-5 million off. That's number one. Number two, we told you we don't want 5 years. We want 4 years. You need to make that happen. So that's those are the numbers. But the biggest crux, I think, that Tolos are weighing in on, if Micah Parsons sat down and didn't get trapped and negotiated and agreed with Jerry Jones, should that be good enough for all parties? I have been blaming Jerry still for not including the agent. But man, you got a young 26-year-old kid. You're the greatest sports businessman of all time. And you're getting mad because he wants to take it back to his agent. Even if he shook your hand and agreed and looked you in the eyes, I still think you got to look at it as he's a 26-year-old kid. He's looking for expertise, business advice from the number one agent in the game. That, I think, is what this boils down to, Bobby, on whose side you're taking. Micah, if he sat in there, talked about everything in detail, went in as a negotiator, shook his hand, agreed, and then said, wait, I need to bring in the agent.
Yeah, and I mean, Jerry has never cared for typical process. I keep referencing it.
He said, in all my deals, in all my business, I don't talk to the lawyers and I don't talk to the agents. I talk to the principals.
Oh, and even when he knows, again, when we play gambler stuff later today in this episode, when we hear about the Phil Knight stuff, there were explicit rules saying he couldn't do it. He went, I don't care. I'm doing it. And I'm going to do it with 8 other companies too. And he doesn't care about that. Like he says, this is the way it is and this is the way I'm going to operate.
And I think Jerry may have sat down and talked and negotiated with Micah, properly assuming that what Micah was agreeing to was already, obviously it's going to be discussed between Mike and the agent. Hey, we want 43 a year. We want 190 guarantee. I'm just throwing out numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we want 4 years. Like Micah had to go in knowing what the goal was, right? And Jerry had to be thinking that. So if Micah says yes, then Jerry's like, you're speaking on behalf of the agent too. You're obviously going to come in here. This has been a subject for a long time. You're going to come in here knowing what you wanted.
Yeah, I think for David specifically from that side, the agent side, when you look at the whatever agreement they may have had, when Micah says, David, take this. You're in charge here. At that point, David doesn't care what you've... It could be $50 million a year. I don't think David cares. And he goes, no, I'm not signing anything that you just send over to me that I was not involved in the negotiation on. We're going to talk about this. We're not saying this is what we're committed to because I have no idea what's tied to this, what's behind it. So I don't even think it's necessarily... It could have been $10 million over the market. Could have been $10 million under. Could have been just a record setter. I don't think he cares. I think he's going, I'm not agreeing to anything you send over right now because we haven't talked about
this.
And
Jerry's disgusted by that.
Yeah.
But by saying, who the hell are you? You don't really matter. You're going to get your stupid little commission. You're going to swoop in. And when Micah has a problem in the locker room, you're not going to pick up the phone and you're not going to. We matter. We're here every day. We're sweating it out here in Frisco. And we're on the road battling the Philadelphia Eagles. We agreed to it. You sign off on it. That is Jerry's mentality. Let's take a few calls at 877-881-1053. Whose side are you on? 877-881-1053. And if you don't want to call and talk about what transpired yesterday, we got the Rangers losing a crazy one in Kansas City. All that on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers with Sean and Bobby next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Woo! Jerry Jones yesterday with the playmaker, Michael Irvin, with the one-hour sit-down. Jerry saying, we offered the most guaranteed non-quarterback money in the National Football League. The agent didn't even accept it. Whose side are you on now? What do you predict will happen, and what do you want to ultimately happen? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We're going to fly through some Tolo phone calls here on Sean and RJ Choppy out on vacation. We got Cowboys insider Bobby Bell in the co-host chair, and we're going to have John Machota in studio for the final 2 hours of the show reacting to this and previewing tonight against the Falcons on this radio station. John will be here at 8 o'clock. One more clip from Jerry with the playmaker. Why don't you just negotiate with the agent?
What I offered Michael 60 days ago would get those three or four players. And yet I offered it to him because I agree with you. I was saying right then I wanted him more than three players. What he has been offered, what he has been guaranteed, what he has been offered. So it's not a question of whether or not I agree with you or not. I do agree with you very much, and that's a big part of the issue is that at where my offer was, and of course we do have those issues of him saying, "Well, my agent wasn't sitting there," and so we don't think it was an offer, and we don't think it's a valid one. You and I would tell him you can do some pretty good business without an agent sitting there, and I've, as you well know, I've done most of my negotiating without an agent in the room. And so I like to do that because where was the agent after we did our deal when many times we needed to work things out and work things out, team life and all that kind of stuff. It was really us. And so that's why I like to be there at this time.
So because he sat down, hammered it out with Michael Irvin, Micah Parsons should be willing to do the same. Tolo calls on the D&M leasing hotline.
All right, let's keep a tally here. We're going to see who's getting the blame here from the callers.
The dedicated one is up first. This is 445 in California with Michael listening on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Mike. You're first.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. Hey, look, I just want to say all the way around, man, this whole thing is disgusting. Jerry Jones continues to show how he's incompetent as far as being a general manager. But I also think that Micah Parsons is very toxic. I don't think he's a leader. And whenever we need him, or after week 12 or so, it's like he's non-existent. Mm. Well, what I hope happens is that we cash out and get our quarterback of the future for him and send him somewhere where they suck, and we'll have a top pick and move on from Dak eventually, because Dak is not the man either. He can't get it done in the playoffs. But God bless you all. Thank you for taking my call. And go Cowboys. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday, brother. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for calling early.
So much energy for 4 in the morning in California. Way to go, Michael.
I know. It's like you being loud as hell in the car driving on over to Oxnard on the courts. Jason in Dallas, you're up next. Jason, you're live on The Fan.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
What's up?
So this is kind of my hot take on the whole deal, but you know, I remember a while back Micah said, you know, I could take $10 million less. You know, what's the difference between $30 and $40 million? So I kind of feel like he's kind of like, you know,
backtracking
his own words. Yeah. But I think David Mulligell is just trying to get over on Jerry Jones, because he knows at the end of the day he's just going to pay the most money no matter what. Personally, me, I would trade Micah Parsons. I'm with the other callers too. He doesn't show up. He's got 1 sack in 4 playoff games.
Thank you for the call. You know, this is a separate, longer discussion, but I've been trying to think to myself, what is my instant reaction going to be if the breaking news comes that Micah's dealt? And I just know it's not going to be the Luka shock. Everyone keeps comparing it, and I compare it as well. If they get an absolute haul and get that depth and don't pay $45 million to one player, in addition to paying Dak and Lamb and Diggs, I think I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to be fine. You secure him, but I think I'm going to be okay with even losing a generational Hall of Fame player for what you get back and what this team needs.
Yeah, I think the better comparison would have been, because Mike, again, he plays a different position. It's not a great parallel. This, the Luka thing would have been more like if Dallas had Mahomes and had already gone to a Super Bowl or something, and then it was like in year 4, right when he's about to get a contract extension, you trade him. And it's like, okay, where did that come from?
I'm also used to this now. The Luka thing came in the dead of the night, mm-hmm. right? If we hadn't talked about this at all, and then today it broke, they traded him, I'd probably freak out the same.
Yeah, like in the spring, if after this meeting happened where Jerry got offended and we didn't know publicly it happened and he dealt him, it would send shockwaves.
Harrison and Mesquite, you're up next here on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, Harrison.
All right, guys, it's kind of simple. Michael tried to put on his big boy pants and sat down with a billionaire white guy that was born in Arkansas. Okay, Jerry, a lot of his contracts, when you're from a small rural town, your word is your bond.
Yeah.
You don't need no contract. So a lot of the stuff was done like that. Jerry is not going to overpay anymore. He overpaid Dak. He realized that. So he gave him a significant amount of Jerry not to blame in this case. He's been getting to it the whole training camp about the contract. Michael is trying to go back to his agent and get a record-setting number. It's not going to happen. He tried to put his big boy pants on, and it didn't work.
Thank you for the call. This is kind of anti-Micah right now, Bobby, to start off. I got a DM here on Twitter from Bart. You got to quit calling Micah a 26-year-old kid. He wants to pound his chest that he's grown and that he's the man on every other situation. Fair point. What happened to taking less?
Yeah, that right there. I mean,
that what happened? You said it. You, Bobby.
We always knew it wasn't true. I mean, how many times did we go, okay, sure. Tell us that when it gets there.
Yeah.
It's the way people talk.
Alex on Twitter. I'm afraid Jerry is petty enough to never trade him and make him restart years if he sits out. Let's see. We have Frankie. All I'm going to say is Jerry Jones is messy. Curtis. My biggest issue with Micah was showing up. He looks disinterested and out of shape. Will he show up tonight on the sidelines against the Falcons? What do you think?
Probably.
That'd be great drama.
I would assume that he'll pop out there. But yeah, I mean, it'll be... He's been going into the locker. He's been showing up to games.
Eddie in Fort Worth, you're up next here on Sean and Bobby. Go ahead, Eddie.
Fellas, I'm on Jerry's side. You forgot one other side, the side of winning. My thing is, Michael is not a leader. He's having to show people that he's a leader. If you're a leader, you don't show it. It's simply evident in your actions. My last thing is, This is not about business. This is personal. And my thing is, trade that joker, sign Pickens, and with the other two draft picks, get this team to a better spot. We'll never be better until Jerry take the personal stuff out and get us back to a Super Bowl and get us back to winning. Thank you, fellas. I'm out.
Great call, Eddie. Have a good weekend. And I want to ask Jerry, whatever happened to your saying, don't let your money get mad. Don't let your money get mad. It did with Randy Gregory. It is here. And speaking of Pickens, Reggie tweeted, listening to you guys, my bigger issue is I believe Tyler Smith is with the same company. What's going to happen with him? Tyler Smith, as we found out in Oxnard, is with Joe Panos. Panos is a former player.
Same agency, but it's different rep. It's athletes first, but it's a different rep.
But Pickens is with Mulugeta.
Pickens is with David Mulugeta, yes.
Okay, so it is the same agency. All right, this is Jerry Jones with Michael Irvin yesterday for an hour and all the fireworks that came with it. Ruben in Jersey listening on the Odyssey app. Ruben, you're up next.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Maybe I'm just taking too much hopium here, but I still think that we're going to end up seeing a situation where it'll be September 3rd, maybe the morning of the 4th, and we'll get a deal done, and Jerry's going to laugh in the media and call him Michael and... Well, I think we're still just getting played like a fiddle, and it'll turn out like the last couple negotiations have. Thank you, guys.
Ruben, I mean, it may turn out that that's exactly how it looks, and it all looks funny. I would say that right now, I don't think there's any show to this at this moment, though. I think that it would be something would have had to have changed for a deal to get done. It still could, but I don't think we're doing theater here.
Yeah, the Netflix unveiling theory, that's kind of gone away. Jerry's doing these interviews after the gambler came out. Why?
An hour he sat with Michael, just freewheeling on a Zoom, basically. That's on purpose.
Neil in San Antonio is up next. Neil, you are live on the Home of the Cowboys. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm on Team Jerry on this one right here, because normally I'm for the players, but this is what I... Based off assumptions, I know that Jerry and Michael and Micah sat down, were talking numbers, and I believe that Micah went back to his agent and shared the conversation, and I think whatever was agreed upon between Micah and Jerry became the new baseline. And so if and when Jerry sent over the contract, I feel that the agent was like, there's no need to send it over, because when negotiations began, that number that they agreed upon was going to be the baseline, and they're going to ask for more. And let's look at it, man. The Cowboys are a victim of their own draft success. You can't pretty much sign every player you draft to the market value. You got the quarterback. You had to do it. Receiver complements the quarterback. Not everybody can be the market value, unfortunately. And I hope that, you know, see if it goes on this road, either he gets franchised or we trade him and get, you know, a lot of draft picks. I'm out. Tolo.
Thank you, Neil.
One more DM from TJ. At this point, I don't think Jerry is lying. I think he cornered Micah, and now Micah's telling everyone it didn't happen to try to cover his own ass with the public. An agent is the one who is lying now.
It is. It's overwhelming on the fan text, anti-Micah.
Wow. So mission accomplished. Remember, 85-15 pro-Micah the day of the trade. What Jerry Jones did yesterday, at least in the first hour of the show, is working.
972, Mike is a tool, he'll cave. 803, I don't care anymore, trade the noise. Let's see, what else do we have? 945, he's not a kid, trade him. Get Micah out of here, 972. 972, Micah is toxic. It's very anti-Micah right
now. Wow, that is improvement. Back to the saga at 720 on your official Home of the Cowboys. Cowboys Falcons pregame, kickoff, and postgame tonight on this radio station. We are also your home of the Texas Rangers as they lose a wild one yesterday in Kansas City. John Machota in studio at 8. No reason to go anywhere else. We continue right here on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.